Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Welcome to Heels, a Legend Show, week 15 edition, as we are getting closer and closer to the postseason here in Upper Echelon, as we are ready to crown a very new, brand new champion here in Upper Echelon, as your reigning defending champ has been dethroned due to personal reasons, but the retirement then is over. I'm back like MJ in 4-5, red and black. We will come back next year with 2-3 back on. Superman is back in the lead, and hopefully we can continue on our dominance that we did the past 7-8 seasons. It's not about me, it's about the UE, and we're going to talk about what's going on in this league. Like I said, we got 30 good minutes with you here on this 4th of July weekend, and we know that a lot of guys are getting a little agitated and anxious and kind of checking out mentally for the new Madden. And I just want to take the time before we dive into the contender pretender session of the show and just want to say a few things about that. I know it's the summertime, a lot of people are traveling out with their families, and I totally understand that and respect that you work hard throughout the year. You have time when your kids are out of school, go out and enjoy life and see the different cultures and different atmosphere and different everything. That being said, as you have committed yourself to this, man, we would like you to continue on if you can. I mean, we're not saying this is saying your life is not more important, man. We're definitely not saying that. We're saying if you can, continue on playing your league, your games in the league. Continue on being active because we need you in the league. Without you, the league is not as strong. So if you can and will, just continue on being active and playing your game. This league this year has been by far the worst season we've had. I thought after season two that we would never recover because the way the season ended with Fly accidentally hitting the stem button throughout the playoffs and costing us a chance of crowning an upper echelon champion in season two. We thought that might have been something that we couldn't recover from, and we actually got stronger, and we actually got better after that sim. Seems like guys rallied around that, and it made the league even better, and I commend the guys that's been here from the start of things. But lately, we have not been communicating, and that starts from the top. The leaders haven't done a good job this season. The leaders have been very poor. And the leadership has been poor this season in Madden. And myself is included with the leadership. We have been poor. We have not done a good job of holding people accountable. We haven't done a good job of running this league this season. And when your leadership is bad, then your product is going to be bad. And that's what's happened this season. We are a top 35 Madden league, but I don't think we're going to continue on being the top 35 PS4 league if we continue on going down this route. We're going to be just like that other league that's got three letters, that's in the 90s, pushing 100 because they're not doing a good job. All right, so we want to continue on being that league that's been dominant, this league that has been fun, this league that has been competitive for so many seasons. We want to finish this season, and we're going to play one more season into the new Madden. We're not going to stop and take a whole month off. That is not going to work, as we did try to transition over to the 2K, and that was a disaster, to say the least. We didn't get nothing accomplished by going to the 2K in basketball, so we're not going to be able to have something to bridge that gap. We're going to run Madden until the new one drops, which is August the 23rd. We're going to run it until then, so when we do make the team selection, so when we do all that transition, it'll be a quick turnaround, and we won't have to wait so long because we'll figure out. Also, we will have a process of figuring out who will. We're going to see who's still going to be happy to be in upper echelon. Some guys that probably told me that left the league early in the season that they want to come back. They had a chance to get the name Drew in the hat. They will definitely like to put their names into it. So we're going to see how that plays out, but we are expecting and anticipating a draft next week. We're in week 15, so by this weekend coming up, we should be in the playoffs. Playoffs should be finished around the beginning of next week, next Monday, next Tuesday, next Wednesday. So we are expecting a draft from about a week from now. So guys, get yourself prepared accordingly to that. Now, with that being said, one more thing I want to address before we get into those teams that's going to be bidding for that $30 PSN card. We want to make this be known. The upper echelon schedule, in which I will post my time of the game that I'm going to be playing around 9 o'clock tonight, schedule and chat when I get off air. We have to continue on doing that. If we're not doing that, you're letting the leaders know that we're not, that there's no games being played. So we don't never know how long it is that you're playing your game. So we want you to know that get these schedules in, get these games posted, get these times posted, and we're going to continue on moving right along, because if you're not going to put the time, so we do not know if you're playing your games or you're not. So entitled the first 24 hours, and we're not saying get your games played in the first 24 hours. That will be ideal to get that done. But if you don't, the least that you can do and the requirement is to contact, respond, and get a time set up when you're going to be able to play. Guys, if you can't play the first 24 hours, do not annoy your opponent for 24 hours and then come in 9 hours before event, figure out what time they can play. Give them some respect as much as you have of your time and let them know when you can and cannot get the games played. That runs a lot smoother. That helps people out as well. We're not doing a good job of that. I said from the leadership to the guys, we have to be accountable. And the guys have been in the league 5, 6, 7 years with us. You shouldn't let the leadership get this poor. Don't call us out in the chat. Help out the league. Get your game scheduled within a timely manner. Let's not play all our games. Let's not have 10 games remaining with 8 hours left in advance. Let's knock these games out and have 4 or 5 games left before advance like we used to do. All right, let's get back on that track. All right, that's what we want to do in our echelon. Now, we do have a caller, and we're going to try to get to these pretender contenders real quick before I get to the caller, and we would like to respect the callers and allow them to have the floor of different Q&As. Now, contender pretenders, we have a few guys. The AFC playoff race, which has been dominated by yours truly for the past 5, 6 seasons, is now I have relinquished that title, and now these people are bidding for playoff spots. We have 8 teams that's bidding for playoff spots. That last wild card spot is going to be a really solo finish. As Jets, Trishan is 7-6 right now. He is holding that wild card spot very tightly. Also, we have AJ for Pittsburgh Steelers. He's 7-6. Inactivity a lot this season. I think his record could be a lot better. And we also have Colin, who's 6-7 as well. He's going to be vying for that playoff spot. Now, AFC, the 1-2 spot is between the Ravens and the Patriots. Excuse me, that is Goldstick and Austin. Those two guys will be fighting for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I do not see them, neither one of those two, falling under the top two, because the third seed is going to come out the AFC. South Pine has been atrocious this season, even though he's over 500. Sifu has underperformed, and he has embarrassed that trophy that I have been holding and that I've been carrying around for 8 seasons. It's been a disgrace to see that him or Colin will be hosting up that trophy of the AFC South champion at the end of the season. Shame on you, Seafood. Shame on you, Colin, for not getting the job done. And you're embarrassing a division that I built hard and took time to build. I'm sorry for the rant. I'm sorry to make this personal. Seafood, Colin, get it together. This shouldn't be looking like this. But the AFC South champ will be the third seed, and the AFC West champ will be the fourth seed, and that division race is getting a little tight as well. So the top six seeds currently right now, and we call or we will be getting to you right after I do these top six. The Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots are 1-2. Indianapolis Colts is 3. At San Diego Chargers, 7-6, and they have a big game tonight. They will take on the Tennessee Titans. Cincinnati Bengals is 8-5. And the New York Football Jets, Jets are holding the sixth spot in the AFC. NFC, familiar names. DJM is currently the one seed. KT is the two seed. We don't know if KT will be in the country for the postseason. Arizona Cardinals are the three seed currently. The fourth seed is the Philadelphia Eagles, which is Smooth, my nephew, 9-4. Fifth seed, Squiddy, 10-3 with the Vikings, and currently right now holding the sixth seed is Wade Lopez in the New Orleans Saints. Let's go ahead and take this caller that he has been on hold for quite a time. Caller, who are you? What's going on?
What's going on, Hills? It's Austin.
Austin Boss, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? Just chilling out. Sunday, you know, day off.
Taking it. Relax. Taking it easy. You ain't shooting no, now, you're not shooting no fireworks, are you?
No, not today.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We have Austin Foss in here, and we've had some dialogue in the chat, and we have guys going around the league as the league broadcast and our sportscast, our reporters and sports anchors are saying that the upper echelon, the AFC, has been totally watered down. I have a quote directly from one of our reporters, our sports anchors, and our analysis, and end quote. It says, the AFC without the Hills has taken a severe steps back. Is it any way that the top two teams continue with the top eight teams with the NFC? How's the ball? When you heard that comment, and I got in and I responded to that comment earlier, and I did say the AFC is weak right now. Also, Boss, how do you feel about hearing that, taking shots from everyone that's coming from sport analysis who's never picked up a Matt and George stick in their lives, to sit here and tell you that the top eight teams in the NFC, and there's only six teams that can make the playoffs, the top eight teams could beat you in goal any day of the week. How does that make you feel?
You know, that's funny. It is, because it only takes one team out of it to win it all. Only one team wins, right? All right, so
yeah.
And none of those teams will beat me on any given day, because I've shown I'll beat them. I should have beat DJM. It was a back and forth game. Beat Squid. KT doesn't want to see me. I think I got it this year. No, got the fire.
Now, let me ask you this question, Austin. You are currently 10-3. Your team just flat out laid an egg against the Steelers. It was something where we hadn't seen from the Patriots in quite probably about two seasons. What happened in that last matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers as y'all was just flat from the first snap of the game?
Well, first off, I played at his guaranteed time and not mine, you know. If we had to play today, might have been a different story. But I have to give it to him. I don't mind losing to AJ because we always got good matchups. And I slept on him because I know he hasn't played in a minute. And he just knows my game. I was too predictable. And he won. He just won. I would say that's the first time I've actually been beat four quarters.
Domination.
In upper echelon.
Yeah. I understand. Now, what can your team do? And if I can get my stat team to pull up the scheduling for who is the New England Patriots playing this week?
I play the Bills.
Oh, you got the Bills. You got the Bills.
3 weeks left, right?
Yeah.
There's three advances left. I play the Bills, Dolphins, and Ravens.
Bills, Dolphins, Ravens. Okay,
there
so you have Fred.
I think there's one more game.
No, you good because we only got three left. Yeah, you're right because I got
okay.
three games. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So you got the Bills, which is a fourth win. Then you got your friend,
Prez. I'm still hitting them up to play. I brought T.Y. out of retirement one time already, so, you know.
You feel like you can do it again.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Austin. If you can and can't bring Ty back, you know that'll be a win for the Patriots. But the Patriots' last two games are now intriguing because I did not know you had the Ravens at the end of the season. Week 16,
yes,
you have Fred.
I've been looking forward to.
Now, you have week
that.
16. Now, and why is that? Why is that, Austin? Tell us why you're not.
Once I got to know Prez, things changed a lot, and I know his weaknesses, and I got his number. And I hope we're in the same division next season because it's been so fun beating him.
Oh, wow. So is it any, so quickly, before I even ask you my next series of questions, is there any message that you want to tell Prez? Because Prez is a guy that might be quiet, but he listens to these shows. He's a big fan of shows like this. Is it a message that you would like to send to Prez right now before your Week 16 matchup?
Oh, man, on the spot. Maybe at the end of the show.
Okay.
I got to think.
That's fine.
I'm going for that number one seed, and I got two wins these next two games in my mind. And Golden
mm-hmm.
Sticks, I don't know what it is, but when I play them, it's always those low-scoring 15-9 late third quarter, and then one touchdown in the fourth quarter wins there, puts the game away. It's always like that. And
yeah.
To tell the truth, I don't really like those type of games, so I'm going to have to I know I'm going to get one shot at him at week 17, see how the game goes, and then playoffs is when it's really going to count.
Yeah. Now, our Gold Stick has been a guy that we've known for years. He's been that type of guy that he kind of mucks up games, if you know what I mean. He makes them ugly. He makes them drawn out.
Uh-huh.
He makes you play his type of game. It doesn't matter who's the opponent.
Yeah.
He tries to, you know, get his way with the tempo and the style of play. Now, I'm looking through the rest of the AFC right now, Austin. We talked about you and Gold for a little bit. Well, now I just want to address the other teams that has a chance to make the postseason. We have Seafood who has really disrespected me, and I do not even want to speak of Seafood's name right now for what he has done to my division. It's just I don't even want to speak on him. We have the Horseshoe team with a blue horseshoe. We have the San Diego Chargers. Wow. Let me get through. Austin is throwing shots early here on Heels the Legend. If you're just now joining us, Heels the Legend, I'm Heels the Best. I have my man Austin, Austin Boss, the owner of the New England Patriots for the past seven seasons. He's on there with me today. All right, the fifth seed, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. And my boy, the New York football, J-E-T-S, Jets. Trishan is my boy.
He's in the playoffs.
I'm happy for him right now. He has some work to do.
He's got it. We'll see what he's about these last couple weeks. What's his schedule
like? Well, see, that's the thing with the daddy leaves. We're not quite sure why they're not allowing us to see the future scheduling and why we're not getting to see that. So we're going to have to talk to the guy that runs the daddy leaves because it's not allowing us to see afford future schedules, and that's not a good thing when you're trying to plan your games as well. So that kind of slowed down our process of contacting opponents too this season. Now, also, we see that the playoffs in the AFC is a lot different this season. A lot of guys are kind of unknown. If Trishan get in the playoffs, it'll be his first year. The Chargers, this is his first season in the league, and
first
I want to commend him for that. Chargers team is terrible. That Chargers team has been terrible because it hadn't had no good owner for about four or five seasons, And he got them in here just scrapping it out. And I commend him. And he has to hold on because as much as we thought the Chiefs was written off, the Chargers play me tonight. We got a game start up at 9 o'clock. And the Chargers has a little ways to go. He still got the 49ers and things of that nature. So he has to, you know, earn his way into the playoffs. Austin, you've seen some of these guys play. Is there any way you feel like any of these guys could just clip up you or goals, prevent you and goal from playing in the AFC Championship game, which so many people just think that's the only way, only matchup that we should see in the AFC Championship game?
Well, they, you know, looking back in history, it happened. Golden Sticks lost. Well, let's bring it back to the year that the first year I made it and I beat you in the playoffs. That was the upset. So it could happen the first right there. And then Golden Sticks lost to the Steelers, who was Whitney's boy. And then I ended up beating Whitney 62-3, which I don't know. Yeah. That was the craziest game. And so anything can happen in the playoffs, but, you know, it's none of those teams really have the playoff experience as users, except for Sifu. And Tristan never made it. Dito's been in. And then who's that other team that I'm forgetting? Oh, the Chargers.
He's just joined the league.
I might send Comcast or AT&T to his house myself before the game because I heard his connection is just terrible.
We'll see tonight. I'm interested in figuring out what his connection is like tonight.
I hope you'll stream.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will stream that game. We're gonna take a look on the NFC side real quickly. We have a few minutes left.
Let's look to the NFC side of things.
We argue a lot with the NFC guys, and the NFC guys will, for days, tell you that they, by far, week in, week out, they have a tougher schedule. 12 weeks out of the year, they say it's a dogfight. There's no free win. I hear how tough the Richies of the world are, the Maurice Rays of the world are. Those type of guys are tough.
Hey, Maurice was tough. I can tell you that.
So Maurice is tough.
Yeah, that game was scary to the end. I'm not going to lie. I just played good defense against him that game. But go ahead. What was your question?
So basically, are you confirming what the NFC guys have been saying, that from top to bottom, the NFC is by far the best conference? Is that what you're saying?
You know, you can make the argument that it has the better users, but you can also make the argument that they're just as equal, and if anything, the AFC is tougher, because if they all got 9-4 records, 10-4, they're finishing with 10-6, 13-3, KT's going undefeated. That means that a lot of people in that division are losing games, and it's very lopsided. Winners every year, losers every year who got the top draft picks. AFC is balanced throughout. We still got, look at this year, me and Golden Sticks, 10-3, 10-2, or whatever it is. And you used to be up there undefeated too. Then we got people making the playoffs. We got, for the wild card, it's more of a competition for it because they're all 8-8, 9-7. Finishing the season, but so it's more of a competition. I'll say that the NFC has better users and has it's easier to say who's going to be in the playoffs, but I don't really like that so much. I like different people in the playoffs every year from the AFC. It makes it a competition in itself to make the playoffs, and then whoever makes the Super Bowl, we have more Super Bowl wins, so what does that say?
I agree. And Austin, I have to agree with you on that. I like that statement that you made. I think the NFC maybe is more top-heavy. They have more heavy hitters at the top. But as far as throughout the top 16, out of 16, like I said, it's more balanced because as we look at just this playoff race alone, Wade is the sixth seed currently for the NFC, and he's two games better, one game better than two because I think he did beat the Seahawks. So it's two games better. And we look at the NFC AFC playoff, the 50, the second, the number one wild card is only one game ahead of two guys. So it is more competitive. I like what you said. It's more it's more suspense because you really don't know who's going to make the postseason every year in the AFC. I think, if I'm mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I think DJM, KT, Spiffy, Smooth, I mean Ray, Squiddy, and Wade, they made the postseason probably 3 years in a row. So,
yeah,
that's kind of getting, you know, like you said, it's kind of, it's nothing new.
NFC
I think
has the toughest division. They got KT, Wade, Lopez, and
yeah.
UPT.
UPT,
and
yeah.
Making the playoffs every, I mean, them three can make the playoffs. All three of the same season, that would be not
yeah,
a surprise.
So Austin, we got about 2 minutes left with you. I have to put you on the hot seat because it's late in the season. We might not have too many more shows before the postseason starts. I have to ask you the question. Austin, the New England Patriots will be in the Super Bowl this season. Who will they face coming out the NFC? And why? Tell me why.
I say Ray Smooth. And Vegas will be putting up big numbers on that game that night.
Now, why you and Ray Smooth would be? Why would you and
Ray,
the Philadelphia
Ray
Eagles be in the Super Bowl?
Ray will make it because, you know, even though he just got embarrassed by DJM, that game was disgusting. And he did have a comeback win today versus the Redskins. That game was crazy. He was playing here at my house. And
it was a crazy game.
It was crazy. And I think he just has the it factor, you know, with his team. Tanner Woods looking nice besides a couple mistakes, but he's shown that he could beat all the players in the NFC, and even though it doesn't have the most dominant record, like I told DJM earlier, regular season doesn't mean anything. It's the playoffs, and he's shown he could win in the playoffs. So I got to pick my boy Ray Smooth, and it'll be a great Super Bowl. Like I said, Vegas will be going nuts. Cash will be going everywhere. People are betting on the game. I've already heard rumors. It is going to be the hot spot, and everyone will be tuned in. I have like 25 plus on my YouTube.
Wow. Okay, we have 30 seconds with you. A message that you want to send, any shot that you
press.
Want to send out to the NFC. Oh, well, anywhere.
Okay, AFC. Patriots are
anyone.
Ready. This is our year. This is the Patriots' year. You know, I feel it. It has to be because I've been so close and haven't won it. And this might be the last go-around to 2017 just because of personal reasons. So I'm going all in, and I'm saying I'm going to win it. I have to. Self-motivation.
Wow.
No disrespect.
Wow.
And Prez,
I see,
you're still trash.
Wow. And the Bulls just signed Rajon Rondo, 2 years, $28 million. I'm done with this show. Or this is ridiculous. Also, thank you for being out here.
The name of the offseason for NBA should be called Overpaid. Everybody is getting paid.
Ridiculous.
They hiring? I'm going.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Thank you for calling in, though.
All right, Hills.
And this is we will finish the show. We have about 30 seconds. We're going to go ahead and close it out. Get your games played. It's the playoff push. And my stat boy wanted me to let you know that Ray Smooth has never beat DJM. So that's the only guy he hasn't beat that's in the NFC, which is interesting. I think they might be in a collision course in the postseason. Is that something we want to see? We'll find out this weekend as the postseason will kick off this weekend. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. You have kids. Have fun with them tomorrow. Shoot some fireworks. Teach them the safe hazard. It's all about the UE. I'm Hills the Legend. Rajon freaking Rondo. Right. Hey, at least we ain't NGZ.